In 1934, Mr. Disney took the bold step, never before taken, to create successful full-length animated feature films, including Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, and Bambi. In the 1950s, Disney moved into television with the Mickey Mouse Club. Also in the 1950s, Walt Disney paid a fateful visit to a number of amusement parks and came away disgusted, calling them dirty, phony places run by tough-looking people. He decided that Disney could build something much better, perhaps even the best in the world, and the company launched a whole new business in theme parks, first with Disneyland and later with Walt Disney World and Epcot Center. Over time, Disney theme parks have become a cornerstone experience for many families from all over the world. Throughout all these dramatic changes, from cartoons to full-length feature animation, from the Mickey Mouse Club to Disney World, the company held firmly to a consistent set of core values that included passionate belief in creative imagination, fanatic attention to detail, abhorrence of cynicism, and preservation of the Disney magic. Mr. Disney also instilled a remarkable constancy of purpose that permeated every new Disney venture, namely, to bring happiness to millions, especially children. This purpose cut across national borders and has endured through time. When my wife and I visited Israel in 1995, we met the man who brought Disney products to the Middle East. "The whole idea," he told us with pride, "is to bring a smile to a child's face. That's really important here, where there aren't enough smiles on the children." Walt Disney provides a classic case of preserve the core and stimulate progress, holding a core ideology fixed while changing strategies and practices over time, and its adherence to this principle is the fundamental reason why it has endured as a great company.